Blog Talk Radio.
Whimsical little articles today. Well, hello, it's George Gamond here, and how is everyone today? It's Wednesday. It's July 20th. Wow, the month is flying along, isn't it? Seems to be moving along way too quickly. Well, with 100 degree weather, it can fly along pretty quick as far as I'm concerned. But hey, some people love the heat. You know, it's all subjective, right? We all have our own little things. So let's back up a little bit. Let's get into the show itself. I have callers. Yes, what are we doing today? Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the concept of source and God, source or God, or source and God, or source versus God, or whatever you want to call it. What is source? What is God? Actually, it's one and the same thing. Really is. But I prefer source, and I'll tell you why. Simple reason that I call it source as being the creative energy, the all intelligence of the universe, that source flows through all of us, that we are one with source. If we allow ourselves and align ourselves with source, that we are never separate from source. Now, let's go to the word God for a moment. I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. We're going to talk a little bit about what I do as a channel and source. So we'll just kind of, let me differentiate what I think source is from God is. God is just a misunderstood term. You know, I was raised in a very conservative religious background, and God was not given a good reputation back then. You know, God was kind of like a toughie. You know, if you didn't do this and you didn't do that, you were kind of condemned. And, you know, even though there was forgiveness, there was little grudges going on. You know, like some religions would say, well, you can do okay, but you may go to hell anyway. Okay, so that's God. You know, God is this punishing, you know, schizo kind of like good for you one day and bad for you the next kind of energy. Well, source is all love. Source is absolute love. Now, the Bible says that God is love. So if you want to say, okay, yeah, well, I'll take it. God is love. So let's just use the word love completely around the idea of God all the time. Then I can use the word God. If it's all about love and forgiveness, then it's cool. But I use the word source. So when I'm channeling, and actually, I'm almost channeling a lot. It's like I don't know I'm channeling, but I'm channeling sometimes. When I'm talking to people, I'm channeling spirits or sources working through me, and I'm open. And so when I'm talking to you and you have readings or have questions, I'm just going to tap in and see what source has to say, or in many cases, your ancestors. I'm not necessarily tapping into your Akashic records. Maybe source is. Maybe source is just reading you and popping you open, going, ooh, what's going on inside that person today, and what can we tell them about themselves? Yeah, because it's really about how do you get there. So I do have a caller. Then we're going to do some articles. We're going to talk a little bit more about source. We're going to have some fun. I have some, yeah, interesting articles. One about, you know, these are completely off the wall as to what we normally talk about, but they're fun. One is about your birth. Does your birth order affect who you are? What do you think? I don't know. I don't know. Okay. 7 tips to a little more compassionate life and improving self-esteem. That's kind of important stuff, isn't it? Then I have a Pam Grout article that I might cover, might not. Might save Pam for tomorrow. And then I have an article about 5 things organized people do every day. You ever want to be a little bit more organized? See, tell you, I'm doing all kinds of fun things today. We'll just see. And then 4 ways to forgive no matter what. I pop up all these articles from different places. So in case people don't call in or I get tired of talking about source versus God. So let me get back to you want to talk to all my friend who is listening to the show just text me and said they want to hear about birth order. So maybe we'll do that first. It's kind of an interesting little article. I don't know if I agree with everything on it, but we'll do it. Anyway, so let me take a call. We'll talk more about source versus God. And if you want to talk to some ancestors, that's cool. I'd love to do that. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea. What an interesting name. How did you come up with that? Or you didn't come up with it. You just kind of got, it was whatever, you know, okay, this is who you are, and, you know, live with it, right?
My father's name is Ron, and he named me Drea on the end to make it girly.
You know, wouldn't it be cool if at about age 12 you go, I don't like my name, I'm going to change it. You have a free pass to change your name once, about age 12. Wouldn't that be fun? What would you be? If you could change your name, I mean, you've done spent a lot of time.
I always wanted to be named Saleha.
Saleha, but do it! I know it's complicated, but you can go to court and you can get your name changed. No? People do it all the time. Famous people do it all the time, don't they? They change their name technically, right?
Yes, true.
So, but if it's not important to you, if you, you know, that's cool. So your friends will go, who are you today? I don't know. I'm changing it daily. So what's going on today? How can I help you? Or can I? Maybe I can't. I don't know. Whatever's going on in your life.
Well, I would like to know what Spirit has to say about me dating John. Should I continue to date John? Because I'm not sure.
Okay. Mother's side of the family. Female energy back a couple generations ago. Okay, so it's like a great grandmother kind of thing. Okay.
Okay.
She's wagging her finger at you. Wagging her finger at you. I see the wagging. And what? Why would she be wagging? If you're not okay, I'll give you the exact words, and this is the energy I'm picking up. It's if you're not sure, dump him.
Okay.
If you're not gonna dump him, put him on the shelf. And let him prove himself to you. Does that make any sense to you? Yeah, because you're questioning him. It feels like because he's not stepping up, right?
Yes.
He's not a gentleman in the full sense of the word.
No, he's not.
He's not committing his thoughts and desires to you about your relationship, right?
Well, the thing is, we are in a relationship. We have a child together. That's the big
And that's why they say, you know, I got that second thought about necessarily dumping him so much. Maybe there's that need there because of the child. But you can put him on the shelf and don't put so much energy into him.
Okay.
Because he's not giving you what you need in the relationship, right?
Not really, no.
Okay, here's what I hear for you. This is what, you know, whoever this is, that she's saying to you, make your needs known to him. Give him the opportunity to make. You really do care about him, though, don't you? There's a level of you that really cares about this man. It's not like, but you care about him, but you're frustrated with him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so make your needs known and see if he'll step up. Just step back, make your needs known. This is what I want. This is what I hope that we can get. This is the problem in our relationship. Make your needs known to him and see if he steps up. Okay?
Okay.
I don't see you leaving it. I see you putting it kind of on the side, but I don't see you leaving it. Because you're really entangled at this point. I'm not saying down the road, you know, whatever, but you need to have clarity on what he intends to do.
Oh, yeah.
And
if
so,
you see that would be good. Can you see his intentions? Do you see how... But, dear, don't
you need to find that out for yourself?
Oh,
you need to ask him. You really need to ask him what his intentions are. That's not a fair answer to, oh, this is what his intentions are, because you need to explore him a little bit. What are your intentions? I'll give you this much. This is what I get from whoever this is. And she's reading him, your great-grandmother. She's reading him saying, wow, this is kind of, I'm going to be, wow, these words are kind of harsh, that he doesn't have the intention of being what you expect.
Oh, yeah, it just seems like that.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. And this is like your great grandmother kind of person. So she doesn't have the, he doesn't have the intention to being what you expect. So you have to judge this and you have to ask him and you have to clarify that for yourself and you have to talk to him about it. Okay.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to go in with the I hate to see you go in with this negative attitude about it. But you got to go open with your eyes open going, ooh, you know, this may not just turn out the way I hoped it would. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Got it? Take care.
Got it. Okay.
Bye now. That's a tough one, isn't it, when we have a relationship and it's not – everybody wants these beautiful relationships to work out. And, you know, women want men to change. I laugh and I chuckle at that one. Women want men to change. And then don't men want women to give them a break? I don't know. It's just that dynamics of masculine, feminine energies. So, any other calls? Anybody want to talk to, get a message from Source, which would be, Source would also be your ancestors, whoever they might be. They have messages for you. Sometimes they can be really in your face, which I like. I like when they say these things about, you know, like, this is going on and you need to do something about it kind of thing. So, if you want to call in, talk to one of your ancestors about what's going on in your life. Maybe you just need advice. It's not, you don't need a prediction. Predictions are now I vocalize this a lot, that predictions are only as good as you believe them to be. If somebody gives you a prediction, okay, whatever it is, whoever it is, they give you a prediction. And if that resonates with you and it kind of, when you hear the prediction, you get the tinglies and it feels just right. It feels like something, yeah, that's cool. I can see that. I can feel that. Your body's going, yes, 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 yes. Then you need to buy into it. Then you need to go with it. You need to allow that to happen. You know, put yourself in a place to allow that to happen. But if you're given a prediction and it feels yucky to you, then dismiss it. Let it go. It's okay. You know, we see different perspectives from people. Spirit can see lots, all the different kinds of possibilities in your life. There isn't just one possibility. That would mean your life is just so programmed. You know, you're like in a play and you're reading the script and you have to stick to the script and there's no changes in the script and life is just programmed. I don't necessarily believe that. I believe that you may have an outline for your life, but you can make changes and you can see alternatives right? You agree? You disagree? What do you think? Guys in the chat room, what do you think? True? Yes? No? Do you believe that everything's destiny, that you're going to meet somebody on July 31st or something's going to happen? Or maybe you can make a left turn instead of a right turn and it doesn't happen, it gets delayed. What do you think? So I want to get your feedback on all this. So what do you think of Source versus God? What do you think of my opinion, Source versus God? Source being this all-creative power, energy, love, intelligence, forgiveness that plays out in our lives. What do you think? So instead of the word God, so I use the word Source. So when I'm channeling for you, giving you messages, I'm either getting it from one of your relatives or maybe a famous person, I don't know. Or it's all Source energy. It really is all Source energy. Absolutely, positively, every single time. Now, I promised you I would do the thing about birth order, and I will do that. But I get calls, and I like to take the calls and see what's going on in people's lives, see if we're on the same track today, see if people get what I do. Some people don't get what I do, but that's okay. You know, there's like thousands of people you can call, right? So let me see what's going on here. Hello?
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 Yes?
And whom am I speaking to?
Yvonne?
Okay, what's going on today? You seem to be in a kind of, I don't know, why I'm on this phone and why am I talking to this person at the other end and all this and that, right? Do you have a reason to call in? Or are you just kind of like listening and you go, he called on me, oh no, I don't want to talk?
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay, well then I'll let you listen. Let me take a second here and let me see if somebody has a message for you from your ancestors, male energy, mother side of the family. It feels off to the side, so it's like a great uncle or something like that. It's not a direct grandfather. It's more like an uncle. Oh, I'm also hearing maybe it feels almost like a friend of the family versus even a direct relative, okay? So I don't know who this is. I don't get names, but so let me see what he has to say to you. Right? You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you into this? I mean, I can just hang up and say, okay. But if you want to hear it, I'll let you know. I'll let you hear it.
No,
I'm not forcing you.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Okay. I do want to hear it.
Okay. Now I got her hooked, right? Oh, she wants to hear it now, right? Yeah. The words, exact words I hear for you is you are gifted. You are gifted. Now, I don't know what particular area of your life. I just hear the words, you are gifted. And don't hide your gifts. Don't hide your gifts. You know, it's the old biblical thing. Don't hide your light under the bushel basket kind of thing. That's the picture I see. They're showing me the bushel basket. And so you don't hide your gifts. You got to let your gifts fly. You're holding yourself back. Okay?
I want to figure this out. What gifts are those?
Well, don't you have gifts? Don't you think you have gifts?
I really don't know.
What are you doing with your life then? Are you just kind of being an amoeba and sitting on the sofa all day?
Honestly, yes.
Okay, well then you have gifts. You need to discover your gifts here. Let me see if I can get a little bit more advice for you from whoever this is. It's kind of a mentorish spirit and energy for you, and the mentor is basically saying, so what are your gifts? Now, I throw this out here, and you're going to think I'm crazy. That's okay. Crazy is good, right? Crazy is good. You have the ability to heal people on the emotional level.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
That's deep. Yeah, that's interesting.
What do you think? Does it resonate? You go, oh, I can see that, or no, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It seems when I talk to people sometime, they can, you know, they feel better. So I guess maybe that's true.
You're very comforting, okay? You seem to know what to say to people in harsh situations, okay?
Okay.
And it comes to you and you go, what did I just say? And so you need to develop that gift of working with people, helping people, comforting people, however you do that. And there's so many different ways of doing that in your life. But you just figure it out. Hey, that's a gift. I really work well with people. And people come to me and they want to hear what I have to say sometimes. And sometimes they like it. Sometimes they don't. But I feel good about telling them. Right?
Yes. Can I ask two quick questions? If you have callers, I won't ask.
Okay, go quick, real quick. I got things to do. People have been waiting to hear about the birth order, so let's just
okay,
real quick.
Will I ever develop psychic abilities?
Oh, you are. Stop that. You are. You don't have to develop it. You already are. You just have to be open to it.
Oh, okay. And
you
the second one
is.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Developing the psychic energy is nothing more than learning to just be still and quiet and asking to receive it and figuring out how you use that psychic ability. Because some people are clairvoyant, just look up the words clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizance, and some other things like that. Just do a little research and which one resonates with you. Clairaudient means you hear words from spirit. Clairvoyant means that you get pictures and images and kind of see the future for people, right? Clairsentient means that you really feel people. Same claircognizance is a little bit, you just feel things about people. You just know something about somebody and you just don't know why you know it, right?
Yeah.
You just know. You just read somebody, you go, yeah, you got a problem there, buddy. You know, Okay, so look into it. But yeah, you can do it. Just tap into it and then ask for spirit to help you to enhance those abilities, whatever resonates with you. Okay?
Okay.
Got it? You can do this. Why not? And that's part of that gifts that we're talking about, that you need to do this. You need to develop them.
Okay.
You can be a clear voice for healing. I hear the word voice versus hands-on. I hear you can be a clear voice for healing. Good for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Great.
I got other callers. Okay, got
okay,
it?
Thanks.
So go for it. Do some reading and figure out which one identifies with you the most, and then pursue it and allow spirit to enhance that. Got it?
Got it.
Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, that's cool. I like those kind of calls. I love those kind of calls where the people want to grow and develop and take their abilities and take it to the next level, and they're open to it. But everybody is psychic at some level. It's just how you want to use it, right? How do you want to use it? How do you want to develop it? What do you want to develop about yourself? I mean, you could have all the tools. You could be everything. You know, but most people, that's just too much work. I can do everything, you know. I can do it all. No, you don't want to do it all. Not necessarily. I'm just a channel. I just hear what spirit has to say, and I pass it on to you. Source energy, I just pass it on to you. That's all I get is what I get. Makes life easier. I did hands-on healing, Reiki, and all these other things, and you know, hypnotherapy, and and I lead meditations. I do a form of what I call a therapeutic meditation, which is to help people identify their purpose, to weed out those belief systems that limit people from being who they want to be. Okay, so let me take a call. Ta-da. Now, I promise we're going to get into the birth order thing in a minute, because I found it rather interesting. Hello? You're not there. You've disappeared. Well, you want to hang in there for a minute? Okay. Ready? Nope. Are you there? No, you went away. They didn't want to talk. That's good, I guess. Bad, good, who knows, right? It's all whatever it is. So, birth order, this is a WebMD. I like WebMD. And it's a quiz. So, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got to back up a little bit. I took the quiz earlier, so let me back up to the beginning. Does birth order affect who you are? Now, you may not agree with this. That's fine. You know, it's just this has been reviewed by a doctor, a medical doctor, maybe a psychiatrist. I don't. Ooh, something stuck in my throat. I think it's a peanut shell. Can birth order affect your job choice? Yes or no? Now, if you're in the chat room, you can play with me a little bit here, and I'll give you a few seconds to answer. What do you think? Yes or no? Can birth order affect your job choice? Yes or no? Yes or no? Then you're not going to answer right. Okay, so I'm going to give you the answer. We can't sit here all day waiting for answers, can we? Nope. Okay. Now I guess I could. But then some people would go, huh? Oh, got a yes. Earth order. No, you know, if you're the second or third, first, second or third or whatever in the child, you know, the first one, the first offering or first child by your parents. Okay. So let me give you the answer. Earth order. I find that almost humorous in a way. And I'm not trying to make fun of you, but oh, okay. You could put it into it. So let me give you the answer. And I said yes, and the answer was yes. The firstborn or only child can be more likely to become a doctor or a lawyer. Younger siblings more often turn to the arts of the outdoors. In part, you can credit parenting. Okay. Parents may overprotect olders or the youngers. Wait a minute. Okay. So they tend to follow more brain-based interests. Okay. And when later children show up, parents may be more relaxed and hands-off. So if you're the first child, basically the only child, that the parents have a tendency to think in terms of, oh, you're brain-based interest, kind of over-parenting, right? Over-parenting. Well, you get the last one in the line. Now, I'm kind of a half last one and also only child because my mother was married twice. And there's a huge gap of years between myself and my siblings. Huge, huge, gigantical, huge. And so I'm a little bit of an older only child, but I'm also a little bit of a younger one, the baby. Okay, so of the first 23 American astronauts in space, how many were firstborns? This is a quiz, so this is kind of fun stuff. What do you guys think? None. So how many were firstborns of the 23 American astronauts in space? None, 10, 21. What do you think? None, 10, 21. So these are the firstborn. And how many of the astronauts were the firstborn? Yeah, middle child, you're lost. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Yes. So let me get back to the answer. Firstborn astronauts. I thought this was really fascinating. Because I never thought of this. Because remember, we were talking about the firstborn usually is more more scientifically oriented, brain sensitive in the sense of parents spend more time on them. So the answer is 21. 21 of the first 23 astronauts in space were firstborns. That's pretty amazing. Really, that's a pretty high percentage, 21 out of 23, right? Okay. All of the seven original Mercury astronauts were firstborns. Other famous firstborn trailblazers were these other people. This is not astronauts. I don't think they were astronauts. Now, you may not like this one, but yeah, okay, whatever. Winston Churchill, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and Oprah Winfrey. So firstborns have a tendency to be success-driven, I guess would be a good word for it, right? The next one. Let's get to the next one. Most CEOs are. Now, this is going to be a pretty obvious answer. Firstborn, middle, youngest, only children, right? Most firstborn are CEOs are firstborn, middle, youngest, and only children. And the answer is pretty obvious. It's firstborn, right? It's lonely at the top, or at least at the beginning. In 2017, a survey of corporate leaders found that 43% of CEOs were firstborns, 33% were middle children, and 23% were the youngest children. So of the, 100% here, CEOs have a tendency to be early in the birth sequence, first, second, third, middle versus the youngest child. So if you're the youngest in the family, you got, there's some things you got to be doing with your life, right? Other than running a company. Okay, I'm just playing with you. It depends on who you are, right? Depends on who you are, of course. You could always break that. But that's interesting that astronauts and also CEOs have a tendency to be firstborn. Really? But you didn't know this stuff. Or you did, you're cool. Like me, right? No, I'm kidding. Who is more likely to play contact sports like football, older siblings or younger siblings? Older siblings or younger siblings? And the answer is, survey says, it's younger siblings. A younger brother is more likely to put on the pads or go ski jumping, skydiving, motorcycle racing, or play lacrosse than his older brother. A study looked at the birth order and dangerous sports in college students and found that the firstborn men were more likely to avoid those sports. Younger brothers were more daredevil. Now, why do you think that's what's true? Why do you think the younger one? And the answer, as we go through this whole thing, is that the younger one is given more freedom. The younger one is not – parents have kind of, let it go at that, right? Prince Harry, yeah. Yeah, they're more daredevils. You know, the older child, and I've read this other places, and, you know, it's an interesting thing, is it has a tendency to be more responsible. You know, and the older child sometimes has a tendency to be more responsible for the younger ones. You've got to be responsible. You got to help, you know. Well, the younger one is like, yeah, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to do crazy. It's interesting, isn't it? Is it destiny? Now, here's a good thought for you. Here's an interesting thought. And I believe strongly that when you come into life, you choose your life, you choose your parents, you choose your situation you're going to be in. You kind of look at the little chart or whatever, you're in the spirit world, and you're going, we're looking at the little computer screen or whatever it is, and you're going, yeah, I want to be that one. I want to be the youngest, because that looks like more fun. Or I want to be responsible this time, so I'm going to be the oldest, you know. So you pick out a parent where you can be the oldest, or you pick out a parent where you can be the youngest. So when I come in, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm going to go skiing all the time. I'm going to go surfing. I'm going to play soccer or whatever it is, fool with the ball, right? Versus, oh, no, I think I want to be really responsible, and I want to assist my parents in raising the other, my siblings. It's interesting. We make that choice. We make that choice, and that's my little take on it. We make that choice of which one we want to choose. So, chat room people, which one did you choose? Which are you, the first, the only child, or one of the younger ones, middle? Which one did you choose? And there's a reason you chose it. Right? Do you believe that? How much quality time do parents give firstborns compared with kids born later? About the same, a little bit more, much more. And the answer is much more. Smother those older ones, right? Smother them, yeah. Even when parents try to be even Steven, it rarely works out that way. Parents born first get as much as 3,000 more hours of quality time with parents than younger siblings do at the same age. Parents spend about equal time with two or more kids, but there's less free time than there was when the firstborn passed through a given age. So, parents spend about equal time with two or more kids. Okay, so, but yeah, the firstborn gets all the attention, and then the second one comes along, and then you try to be fair, but you've already given a lot of attention to the firstborn, and so the second one doesn't get the same amount of attention because it's now split up between the two, right? Does that make sense? You follow me? So that makes a difference in your life. Now, there could be resentment. Now, the whole belief system thing comes into play here, and we could talk about that. That's kind of fascinating here. Belief systems develop at a very young age. So the belief system that your parents are giving you as the firstborn will change a bit for the second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth. The belief systems, because people look at life a little differently as time goes on. So the beliefs that you're pushed down on you as the firstborn, you need to be responsible, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to help mom more, you need to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And by the time you get to the second or third, there's less time, there's less. And as Spirit would say, that the belief systems for the younger children, believe it or not, now this is a good one, I like this, the belief systems for the younger children come more from siblings and the outside world. School, friends, you know, neighborhoods, whatever, TV, whatever. The older ones get their belief systems more from the parents, and as years go on, the younger ones get it from more so from the outside, like from siblings, but not so as much from parents, because parents are time. Time is the factor here. Think about that. That's kind of an interesting concept. So you could be two different children and have completely different, one younger, one older, completely different belief systems about life. Okay. Aha. See, I kind of twist some spirituality and some other things into this kind of thing about birth order. As moms get older, they feel closest to their oldest, middle, youngest. Now, I guess this is a generality, but I noticed this in my life. It's the youngest. Older moms say they feel closest to their babies no matter what the family size or spacing between kids. My older siblings, who were like this huge gap of time, resented me because of being mama's boy to some degree. At least that was her opinion. I'm mama's boy. I was kind of rebellious, but, you know. So, in the same study, mothers and said firstborns are the ones they turn to when facing personal problems or crisis. Now, I see that in my family. My oldest brother, more so than my oldest sister, my mother turned to. But maybe because it was the masculine, or her husband had died and so forth and so on. So, the oldest one has a tendency to be more responsible. My youngest brother in relationship to me, which is like huge in number of years, was kind of more like the youngest child in that particular family. And then I came along, kind of upset the apple cart to some degree. Okay, so that's interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. So let's get into the next one. I see I have a caller, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about this birth order thing. It's really fascinating, and even from a spiritual point of view. Because I always kind of listen to what source I would have to say on this in relationship to that. Who is more likely to put pressure on himself or herself? Doesn't necessarily be he, right? Only child, firstborn child, youngest child. Who is more likely to put pressure on himself or herself? The answer is only child. Ooh, see, I have a little bit of that going on. Firstborns tend to try to be perfect more often than latterborns, but kids without siblings are often treated like little adults, seem to have an even more of this trait. Yeah, I can see that. It's like I was kind of the only child because there was this huge gap. I'm just relating this to my own personal experience, and I think that we could look at it and say that there was a perfectionism that was expected of me because I was mama's boy to some degree. Ew, that's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Yuck. Yucky thought. Okay, let me take a call, and then we'll get more into this. This is fun stuff. We're having fun. Hello.
Hi, George. Kalina. I'm an only child. Oh, pressure.
Well, so you pressure yourself all the time to be better. To be perfect.
Yeah.
Try to be perfect.
Or get down on myself.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop being perfect. It's okay not to be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you don't even realize that's the reason you're doing it, to try to be perfect. But yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
Okay. There's a male energy. Male energy that wants to, it's on your father's side of the family, male energy that wants to say something to you. So whatever your question is, you can ask your question, but this male energy is wanting to pipe into your life somehow. Father's side of the family, more like an uncle than an actual grandfather kind of thing. More like an uncle. Okay, it's not a spirit guide. It's actually related to you, okay? So it's just a family member. So what's your question? See if he has a comment on it.
Well, does he have a message for me?
No, you ask your question first.
Okay, I'll ask my question. What happened between yesterday and today? I've been on, relatively, solid, stable ground. But just seems, I woke up this morning and everything just seemed upside down. Yesterday I took a day to do a lot of resting, and it seems like it was a big mistake. Today just seems like a day of like a lot of little grief and a lot of,
Because you're beating yourself up.
You rested,
and we're back to the sibling thing, and that's what I'm hearing too. Is you're back to the sibling thing. You put too much pressure on yourself to do what you think you need to do. Okay, so that whoever this is saying, you just lighten up on yourself. It's okay. It's okay to be this way. It's okay to have these days. It's fine. You'll work through it. Tomorrow will be like a much better day for you. You'll be back on top of the ball tomorrow. Today is just one of those days where you put undue pressure on yourself and you drop the ball. Just don't worry about it. Dropping the ball is normal. Got it?
Okay. Yeah, but that means
you're okay.
Like,
you're gonna be fine. everything will work out. You needed to get back. It's like if you haven't ridden the bike in a long time, sometimes it takes a while to get back on the bike, right? So sometimes if you get out of your routine, it takes a little bit of time to get back into the routine, an emotional and spiritual routine. So don't beat yourself up. Just go with the flow today. Just say, okay, it's perfect. Today is perfect just the way it is. Today is perfect just the way it is. I have created this day to experience what I need to experience. Okay? It'll get better by the end of the day because you'll realize, hey, I've learned something today about myself.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
That's okay. You're okay. You're perfect. Absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. Believe it. Believe you're perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you're honest, perfect. Yeah. You're perfect because you're prepared to be who you are.
Yeah.
And to live the life you're living. Not perfect in the sense that you never make a mistake and you never do this, but that's part of perfection is to make mistakes because then you learn from them. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so go for it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And is that all my uncle had to say?
Yeah, that's what he wants you to know. You're perfect. Accept it. Accept your personal perfection. That's a good thing. Feel good about yourself.
Yes.
You're perfectly aligned who you are to what you need to do in this lifetime. And just recognize that. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
All right.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.
We don't always get the answers we want, but sometimes we get the answers we need to hear. Because Spirit doesn't always, our family doesn't always give us the answers we think we need. But they will give us the answers that we need to hear. That's why I love to talk to ancestors, because they can be a little bit more of a kick in the butt and not try to just don't make you feel good, just to make you feel good. You know, some psychics and stuff like that want to make you feel good. It's not, you know, you can feel good afterwards because then you can realize, yeah, that's true. That makes me feel good because I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Okay, let me take one more call and we'll finish the article on birth order. We'll get back to some other things. We got a few more minutes. Oh, we only have 2 minutes. I better take this call. I'm running out of time. Time is going by too quickly today. Hello?
Hello?
And I'm good. Hello?
Hi.
And whom am I speaking to?
This is Tanika.
Tanika. Okay, so before you ask your question, what I hear for you is it's a female energy, female ancestor. Oh, geez, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know if it's really even family line, but it's a female energy. It might not even be a family member, but it's a female energy. It might be somebody that you knew in a past life or somebody you knew earlier in your life that passed but knew you really well, okay? Because it doesn't feel like a family member. I don't get an energy. So what's your question? See what she has to say.
I'm a middle child, and I always listen, and I just thought it was great that you were having a subject. I had to call because I go through a lot as a middle child, but I just wanted to also know, like, if you pick up anything from me with love or with career.
Yeah, act older.
I think I struggle with.
Act like the older child sometimes. That's what I hear. Because it's just about taking on more responsibility and accepting your responsibility and running with your responsibility. Okay? You're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot more than you think you can do. You can do a lot more than you think you can do. Okay? Got it?
Yeah.
You can do a lot more than you think you can do. Not that I want you. Yeah, it's like you just accept that, yeah, I can do a lot more than I'm doing. This ability, this talent to do it. But I'm going to let you go, but just think about that. That's what they're trying to tell you. Hey, run with it. Go for it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Well, this has been fun today, all about birth. You know, and I only have a few seconds left. And there was a couple more questions. There was only two more, so maybe we'll do them tomorrow. I don't know. We'll do something else tomorrow. We'll have some other kind of fun tomorrow. Who knows what we'll do tomorrow. I have a lot of other articles I didn't cover. Wow. But I love your calls. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Love those the chat room. Right? And what was I going to say? Oh, just, yeah, it's been fun. It's been enjoyable. I hope you appreciate the fact that you love yourself. To love yourself a little bit more today and do something really, really special for yourself to the rest of the day. Do something you haven't done for yourself in a while. Bye now.